Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Blessed be, heed the words I call to thee. Honor the old ones in name and deed, hearken not to others' greed. Pray to the moon when she is round, luck with you shall then abound. Respect the earth, the sky, the sea, as you will it, so mote it be. Welcome to Stirring the Cauldron on the Para-X Radio Network. And now, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
Hey, Merry Meet everybody, and welcome to Stirring the Cauldron. Tonight I'm going to be stirring it up with my friend, Ghost Hunter Bruce Tango, because he's been working very hard on an upcoming event called Legends Fest, which is going to happen on September 28th, and it really does need to be talked about because it's way different than the other great events that he's been putting on in the past, and there's a whole lot to tell. So, Bruce, step right up. Hi.
Hello, who is this?
Is this the person to whom I've been speaking? Well, Lily Tomlin thing, yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Yeah. Given the state of the world and everything else, yeah, that's about right.
Exactly. I try not to listen to the news, though, to be honest with you. So.
No, it's not a good idea.
But even when you're on Facebook, everybody's commenting on their own opinions and picking sides. But I don't particularly care for politics, but it's part of our lives, I guess.
I guess. But what's part of your life right now is that, let's put it this way. You're well known for your paranormal events and investigations. But Legends Fest isn't a paranormal thing in nature. And so I think probably you need to tell everybody what Legends Fest is all about and where the idea of doing an event like this, which is not your normal, came to be.
Well, you know, years ago after I'm a recurring guest on a show and I did a bunch of shows, you know, and I'm just, you know, my son is one of the stars, and Steve and Jay and all the other guys. And, you know, and I got lucky and they asked me to come on. And, you know, and with that, it's amazing how people start recognizing you and stuff like that. And, you know, you start getting invited to all these conventions all over, you know, the country. And some of them are really, really cool. I made a lot of friends. I enjoy meeting people, and it usually takes me just a couple minutes to figure out if I'm going to like you or not. You know, it's one of my fortes, if you will. But and I've been lucky enough to meet some really nice people. A lot of them, you know, big time celebrities. Mm-hmm. And we become friends, and we stay in touch. And then obviously we have, you know, I set up, you know, events for Dave and Steve and myself, and we go around doing these different events all over. But my dream was I wanted to, for many, many years now, bring a lot of my friends together, those celebrity friends and such, and put an event together that's different from just, it's not a paranormal thing, you know, but it's a convention sort of, but a little different from other conventions. It's called Legends Fest, and during the day we'll have, you know, a lot of celebrities there, and music, and vendors of all types, which is sort of like your normal, you know, type convention or festival or what have you. But and also during the day we're going to have a lot of cartoon characters, you know, and superheroes dressed up. So, you know, a lot of, you know, us baby boomers and moms and dads, bring your your grandkids or your little ones to take pictures and meet Batman, the Hulk, Captain America, and a lot of the cartoons that the kids like. I think Vampirina is going to be there, and you know, maybe Elmo, and just Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, the whole gamut. There's going to be a bunch for the kids' fantasy gallery, and the kids are going to have fun, that's for sure. And so that's going to go on during the day. Then there's going to be a break for a few hours where everybody clears up and we prepare the ballroom at the Holiday Inn in Clark. Those people have been very, very kind, and they're very excited themselves about this event. And it's in the Grand Ballroom, like I said, and we're going to prepare it. And there's going to be one hell of a tribute show. And what I mean by tribute show, what I'm planning is every year, this will be the first one, obviously, but I'm planning and hoping that we could do this every year, that we're going to pay tribute to somebody in music, somebody in comedy, and somebody in the horror genre. So, you know, that's what we plan to do. I might extend that to something else in the coming years, you know, to another genre, but I'm not sure yet. But this year, what we're planning on, you know, we're going to have music, have a DJ. It's going to be really nice. But this year, for music, we're going to be honoring, and he was a friend of mine, Johnny Maestro. Johnny Maestro actually started with the Crest. You know, he's the one that sang 16 Candles. Everybody knows that one. And then later on, he combined with the Brooklyn Bridge, Johnny Maestro in the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, the probably most famous song Johnny did was "It's the Worst That Could Happen." Mm-hmm. But Johnny was, and he's considered by many, he had a fantastic voice. And just while we're on the subject of Johnny, is he did a benefit for me. I don't know how many years ago, but it was just before, like it. Less than a year before he passed away. Now, I didn't realize it at the time, but John was sick. But you talk about couldn't find a nicer guy. And he asked my son and I, Dave and I, because he knew that, you know, what show we were associated with. And he would, he asked a lot of questions about the afterlife, about ghosts. And, you know, once I found out he was sick and then ultimately he passed away, you know, those questions sort of fit. He was looking for some answers like we all do. But I wanted to pay tribute to Johnny. And what I did is I got a hold. I watch a lot of the, you know, public broadcast station and PBS, and there's you know, there's a lot of music and everything, and they had this one called Doo-Wop Generations, where a lot of the old time groups and bands, there's some younger people that do the same that they do, and they combine both groups, and it was really, really a good show. And a gentleman by the name of J.T. Morgan sang with the Brooklyn Bridge. And let me tell you, he blew everybody away. Mm-hmm. He's from Philadelphia. And I reached out for him, and he's coming. And he's going to be doing some songs in tribute to Johnny. And let me tell you something, he's really, really good. We become pretty good friends. He's one of the nicest guys you could ever talk to, and such a talented, you know, singer. You know, in fact, everybody that listens to him says that Johnny would be very, very happy. So, and I'm sure anybody that listens to him sing, you know, he'll be coming with the. He has a wife and a daughter, and I think they're big fans of the Ghost Hunters show, or you know. So they're going to be coming and enjoying the festivities also.
Mm-hmm. And you have a couple of other singers, special singers, actually, one little special singer, and Mr. Riccardi also. So
one of the other genres where we're going to pay tribute to somebody in the horror. And this year, we're going to pay tribute to the Universal Monsters. Now, that's the old, Frankenstein, the werewolf, the mummy, all the older type things, Dracula and such. And I contacted all of them, and the only ones that really could come, and I'm very happy they're coming, is Sarah Karloff. Boris Karloff's daughter. You know, she's still very active, and you know, she's a wonderful, wonderful lady. She'll be coming, and you know, she'll be out there during the day and also at night enjoying the show. But I have a surprise for her. I have a friend of mine that we call, and I'm saying this tongue in cheek, is that. His name is Frank Sinatra. He's backed by popular demand. It's actually Frankenstein who's going to be singing some Frank Sinatra songs. So he's done this before. You have Frankenstein dressed up in a tuxedo. And what you're going to hear is probably you're going to get a kick out of. And so is Sarah. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that she's going to enjoy the tribute that my buddy, his real name is Joe Osgood. I met him years ago down in Cape May. He was one of the actors. He was always in a play down there. But he'll be paying tribute to Sarah Karloff in memory of her father, Boris Karloff, who was the Frankenstein mummy and many other type of creatures. And the other genre is comedy. And we're going to honor Abbott and Costello this year. And coming to perform are two gentlemen who the Costello family says is the best impersonators of their father and Abbott that they've ever seen. Name is Gil Palmer, and Lou Sciarra. Okay, and they're going to do some routines that Abbott and Costello used to do, and I think the people are going to enjoy that. And attending Legends Fest will be Miriam Costello, which was Lou's real name. All right, she's the great granddaughter, but we also might have Lou's her father, Lou Costello, Lou's grandson, might be there also. But we're paying tribute to the Costello family, and getting back to the horror with I also have a very good friend of mine is Ron Chaney, whose grandfather was Lon Chaney Jr., who was the Wolfman, and he did a lot of other characters, but he's best known for the Wolfman. And his great-grandfather, probably one of the most famous monsters you could ever, who started this, and makeup and all kind of stuff, the Man of a Thousand Faces, is Lon Chaney Sr., who played the Phantom of the Opera, which is David's favorite movie, the silent version. Huh. And coming to pay tribute to him will be one of the best tenors in the country, in my opinion. His name is Vincent Ricciardi. Okay, he's going to be coming, and he'll be singing Music of the Night from the Phantom of the Opera. And let me tell you, you're going to get chills when you hear this man sing. He is absolutely wonderful. He's going to be dressed up as the Phantom, and the people are going to enjoy it. There's no doubt in my mind. There's one thing I'm sure of. Whoever comes, day and night, they're going to enjoy themselves immensely. That I'm sure. So, I'm really looking forward to it. Vincent is such a nice guy. He is coming from New York, and he's been very generous, and the guy has just a great voice.
Yes, he does. Now let me pick your brain, because I kind of know some of this too. Let's talk about the daytime thing first, because as you said, it's split up into two different parts, and there's going to be a meet and greet with the celebrities, right?
Right.
Okay.
They'll all be at tables where you can get the autographs, take pictures with them, talk to them, and then, like I said, there's going to be vendors there too. And, people selling jewelry and all kind of different cool stuff. There'll be music and, like I said, all the cartoon characters and superheroes running around. It's going to be a nice day.
And what about the costume party contest?
Okay, well, during the day, the people, glad you mentioned that, Mar, thank you, is since it's sort of the beginning of Halloween season, we're asking people to come dressed either as their favorite Universal monster, which would be Frankenstein, the Wolfman, Dracula, the Mummy. If anybody wants to figure out what monsters, all they have to do is, Google Universal Monsters. All right. And then they're going to be judged by both Sarah Karloff and Ron Chaney. So that's pretty cool. They're going to pick the best costume Universal monster. And also, you don't have to come dressed up. But if you want to try to win the cash prize, you might want to do that. But they're going to pick a Universal monster, and they're going to pick an all-around best costume that they see, and that'll be announced during the nighttime show.
So suppose I came as the Invisible Man. How would I get judged?
You know what? That might be the winner. You're right. Yeah, you never know. You know, the one that you can't see the best that is probably going to be the winner. I don't know, but exactly. Wouldn't that be cool if somebody stands in front of Sarah and says, "I'm the Invisible Man," you know? But that's pretty cool.
I'd go around poking people, and you know, they turn around and couldn't figure it out, you know?
But the whole idea is being not being seen more.
Well, that's it. I'll have to wear my invisibility cloak, because, you know, there we just don't have those.
Whip up a whammy, Maura. Sprinkle some dust.
I'll sprinkle something.
Let me know, because I'll buy some of that dust.
Hey, it'll be sneezing powder. It won't be dust.
Yeah, that would be my luck, yeah.
Yeah, it's more fun that way anyway.
Exactly.
All right, so the daytime, there's the costume party, there's the meet and greet, there's pictures and stuff with celebrities. One of the things that we, let's run down the list of so far who's booked, and there's still more to come. I mean, we're still in the early stages.
Right. Well, you know, a guy that I just acquired is I'm very excited that he's coming, is Paul Peterson. Now, for those who doesn't ring a bell, he was a child star. He was played Jeff Stone on the Donna Reed show. He was actually one of the original Mouseketeers on the Mickey Mouse Club show. Mm-hmm. He's starred alongside famous movie stars like Cary Grant, Sophia Loren, Sally Field. And back when he was on just about every show you could think, mm-hmm. he also was a singer. He was a teenage heartthrob. And I don't know if how many you remember, but if you watched the Donna Reed show and you remember, there was one episode where he sings a song and it's about his dad. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody in the country that when it was popular that would watch that, and everybody in the country that was watching that when it first appeared, they were probably in tears, because it was a very moving part. He was singing about his father. Mm-hmm. Right now I can't remember the name of the song.
It's called My Dad.
My dad. See, I was there. I was close. But
yeah.
All right. But, you know, what a nice guy. I was talking to him yesterday. You know, I'm really looking forward to meeting him. He
was a teenage heartthrob. I mean, he and Ricky Nelson and I don't know whoever else at that point. I mean, he was hot stuff.
He was very good friends with Ricky, and he was very good friends with Johnny Crawford.
Yes.
Now, Johnny Crawford, I wanted to get there, because I've always wanted to meet him, and I heard he's a real nice guy, and I was wondering why he wouldn't respond, and I found out through, you knew too, Mar, but I found out through Paul, who was also very good friends with Johnny. Johnny used to do these type of events, and I'm sure he would have loved to come. But unfortunately, John has some type of Alzheimer's or dementia, and he's having a lot of problems. Paul told me he's very happy. He's in a facility. And luckily, his wife works at that facility. So Paul says he is very well taken care of. Unfortunately, he doesn't remember too many things. And it's a sad situation.
It is. And for those that don't know Johnny Crawford, he was on The Rifleman. I think that's probably his claim to fame. Well, not his claim to fame. He was a child actor, but I think people best know him for The Rifleman.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely his claim to fame, The Rifleman with Chuck Connors. He played Mark. And you talk about an actor. That kid could act. You know, he'd There was a, I mean, I watched it today. It's on every day, quite a few times. But, you know, also, Paul Peterson, he started it's a cause for him. It's called AMC, a minor consideration. Mm-hmm. And they look for money for child stars that are having some problems. They're actually raising some money for, you know, Johnny and his family now. But, you know, these are really nice people. And, you know, you talk and you learn, listen and learn, you know, that a lot of these child stars were taken advantage of way back when, you know, and they don't have all the money that you think they might have for being on television, because they were bamboozled, if you will. So,
well, Paul said, he says they're there for each other now. I mean, he's handled like people like Dennis and Menace. Jay North was troubled a long time ago, and
yes,
very troubled. And you know, that's one of the reasons that the minor consideration is there, is to assist them. I mean, they all know they're, you know, they're one big gang of kids, you know, and that they're all adults and they have adult problems and whatever. But that's why Paul started a minor consideration. I mean, it's been, you know, 100 years since I interviewed him for that magazine thing, so I don't remember everything, but they look after their own. I guess that's the best way to put it. And you know what? That's a blessing when people do, just like police officers, you look after each other.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And like I said, I heard Johnny, you know, I never talked to Johnny or met him. I was hoping to, but that's not going to happen. But Paul, I mean, I could tell within a couple of minutes of talking to him. I mean, he called me and, you can't find a nicer guy, honestly. Right. So
it's true. Yeah. I'll go for that. Now, there is somebody else besides Paul that has had a lot of notoriety lately in the last few years, and he's only 13 years old. Talk about Jeffrey Lee. He's going to be there.
Well, I saw this young man on America Got Talent. He's 13 now. He's been singing for quite a long time. His name is Jeffrey Lee. He lives in Toronto, Canada. And let me tell you, the song that he sang was You Raise Me Up, Josh Groban's song.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to blow you away. I called him, I talked to his parents, and they're coming from Toronto, and Jeffrey's going to be singing for us. And that's something you can't miss. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I mean, I put things together, you know, over the years, but this is, the entertainment is, you couldn't go to, and I'm being very honest, you couldn't go to Broadway and find finer entertainment that you're going to hear that night. Between the comedy and the singing, it's top notch. I'm really happy about it, and I'm excited. You know, I've been telling people, you know, you got to come. You know, some friends of mine, and I says you're not going to be disappointed. So it's going to be. And then what's going to happen? We're going to take breaks. You know, in between the performances, there's a cash bar. It's just going to be, you know, there's going to be snacks out there, and it's just going to be a really nice evening. It's probably going to go for four and a half hours, you know, it's going to be pretty cool. Jeff is something else. Let me tell you, he's a very nice young man, and he has a voice that you just won't believe. You won't believe that voice is coming out of that body. So it's pretty cool. Still there, Mar?
Yeah, I'm here. What I was going to say is that I was just looking for a quick thing. Jeffrey is on YouTube. There are a lot of videos of him. And if anybody wants to have a peek and hear him, because he sings like an adult. He sings from his heart. And you'd think a 13-year-old doesn't have that capability, but he sure does, doesn't he?
Yeah. He just got back from China. He does. He goes over there because they love him there also, and he sings in Chinese and in English, and The people there just adore him, and a very nice young man, and his parents are really nice too. You know, I'm excited. Just like I'm telling you, JT was going to do Johnny Maestro and was going to sing Johnny Maestro songs, and Vincent Riccardi, I hope I'm saying that right. I call him Vin, but you know, they are top notch. They're really, really excellent. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm excited about that part.
Me too. And there are more guests to mention, but what we're going to do, since you mentioned breaks, we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of the other people that are going to be there and some of the other things that are going on. So everybody stay
put. Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
Stirring the Cauldron will be right back. So don't go away.
If you end up with webbed feet,
remember, you've been warned.
Hi there. My name is Yenta, and I'm a paraholic. Being a paraholic has affected my whole life. Ooh, just thinking about it makes me so hot. Nothing gets me going like exploring the supernatural, metaphysical, paranormal, and especially the stories of those big hairy beasts known as Bigfoot. You know what's utterly satisfying but always leaves me wanting, craving more? I love listening to the Journey Radio Show on Wednesday nights. You see, my curiosity is insatiable. Curiosity hasn't killed my cat. Not yet, anyway. My name is Yenta, and I'm proud to be a paraholic. Won't you join me? Discover the paraholic within you, and together we'll release the Kraken, baby. Tune in to the Journey Radio Show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, right here on the ParaX Radio Network.
This is New Aeon Now. News and discussion of the metaphysical, the occult, the paranormal, and much, much more. With your hosts, New Aeon High Priestess Reverend Lily Alley, artist, occultist, and paranormal team leader Tamara Ortiz, and head of the Draken chapter of the Order of Paranormal Exploration, Christine Matza. The New Aeon is now. Join us every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for New Aeon Now.
Welcome back to Stirring the Cauldron. Once again, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
And yes, we're back with Bruce Tango, and we're talking about his upcoming event, Legends Fest. And right before we went to break, we said that there were a few other people that are going to be there, and we haven't gotten to them yet. First of all, a good friend of Bruce's and of our friend Hitman, Felix Silla will be there, yes?
Yeah, Phil, you know, Felix is going to be there. He's looking forward to it. You know, actually, I told Hitman not to say anything because we're going to surprise Felix, because he hasn't seen Dave in a while. So we want to surprise him. If Felix asks me if Dave's going to be there, I'm going to tell him no. So, Felix, for those of you who don't know, his fame acclaim is claim to fame. I'm sorry, I'm tired. He played Cousin It on the original Addams Family. He also played Tweaky on Buck Rogers, Return of the Jedi. He was one of those Ewoks, those little teddy bear things. He was one, I think, was flying. He was in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. He was in E.T. He has had some career, my friend, Felix. He came to the United States from Rome, Italy, at the age of 15, and he joined the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus as a clown. And he's very good at what he does. He's still very active. You know, every year they have some type of clown reunion for Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, and he always attends. He's just a very nice man. We are very close, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. So, Felix is a great guy, and you'll love to talk to him and take pictures with him or whatever you want.
And one of these days, I'm going to twist your arm in Felix's, and I'm going to get him on my show because he's got some good stories to tell.
Yeah. I'm going to call him for you, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
So
somebody else that's going to be there is Sharon Lentz, who played Sarah Collins on the original Dark Shadows way back when. And all of us old people remember and love Dark Shadows, right?
Oh, yeah, Sharon, she's a great girl. Very nice. Again, you know what I'm happy is none of these people are jerks. They're all very nice people, which I'm happy about. Well, I probably wouldn't ask a jerk anyway, but they just happen to be very sweet people, and Sharon's one of them. Again, she played the little girl, Sarah Collins, was Barnabas's sister, and she's really cool. She goes to a lot of events, and I'm looking forward. I've talked to her many times, but I've never met her, and I'm looking forward to meeting Sharon. So, everybody's coming in on Friday night. We're going to go out to have some dinner and then, get ready for the Saturday. So, it's going to be, I'm looking forward to it really big time. So
there's a couple of people kind of close to you that we haven't mentioned yet that are going to be there.
You're right. Thank you, Mar.
I'm going to call up Dave and tell him.
Yeah. And happily, my son, Dave Tango, and Steve Gonzalez will be there also at a table signing autographs, taking pictures, and it'll be pretty cool. And like I said, they'll be there, and they'll have some merchandise if you want to buy something. And they're fun to talk to, not because I love them two guys, but they are gentlemen. You'll have a good time talking with them, and they're anxious to come too, because they want to meet these other people also. David being such a fan of Phantom of the Opera, can't wait to meet both Ron Chaney and Sarah Karloff. But to be honest, especially, Ron Chaney, this popped in my mind. Ron has a movie that I've seen. I think it's called The House of Frankenstein. And there's a part in here and there where he has the white coat on. He's playing some mad doctor, I believe, and he turns. And it is uncanny how much he looks like his great-grandfather. Not his grandfather, but his great-grandfather. And I said, Ronnie, did anybody? He says, Bruce, they say it all the time. In fact, I've gotten pictures from Ron, photos from Ron, signed, and he sends it. And I have to call him up, and I says, Ron, are these you? Or are these your great grandfather's photos? But they were him. But he looks so much like his great grandfather. Again, Ron is soft spoken, just a really, really nice guy. So we're anxious to meet him.
And Dave in chat said he's got the same eyes as his grandfather.
Yes, yes.
Great grandfather.
But if you saw a picture of his grandfather, and what Ron has done is taken photos and dressed with the old-time hat, and you couldn't tell the difference between Lon Chaney Sr., his great-grandfather, and him. So it's really uncanny. It's very cool.
So Dave and Steve are going to be there. So if I were to get dressed up as the Invisible Man, or we and a woman, who's going to know the difference, right? I'm invisible. Are you going to send the ghost hunters after me to find me?
I think when you're there, Mar, you know, they're just going to want to enjoy the show. Oh, what I wanted to say is that, again, everybody, just to throw a little plug for them, is obviously they've been on a show called Ghost Hunters with the Sci-Fi Channel, but they are no longer, you know, with the Sci-Fi Channel, they're with the Travel Channel. And the name of the show that'll premiere in the fall is called Ghost Nation. Okay? So they're filming now, and everybody's excited about that. And you know, I heard about the other Ghost Hunter show and this and that. So it's going to be an exciting, you know, fall. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, you'll enjoy meeting my son and Steve. And if that during the day and then at night, everybody will be there enjoying the show and the singing and the comedy. And I have some other surprises in store, but they won't be surprises if
so
I tell you.
Tell. No, mum's the word. And again, we're still adding guests. You're still adding guest stars and celebrities. So check Bruce's website, brucetango.com. There's a Legends Quest. God, why do I keep saying quest? A Legends Fest page.
It's been a quest for me, Mark.
yeah, it sure has. So, you know, go check it out there. Now, you want to talk about tickets for a minute because you've got a special going on right now.
Yes, thank you, Mar. I was just going to mention that. Up until July 20th, you could actually buy the daytime is from 10 to 4:30, and that's $25, all right, for to go meet everybody, enjoy the music and whatever else is going to happen, and then the superheroes, the cartoon characters, and what have you. That ends at 4:30. That's $25. And the nighttime is $75, okay? If you buy a nighttime ticket for $75, you automatically can go to the daytime also. But right now I have a special, like an early bird special. If you buy one daytime ticket, you'll get one free. And if you buy two nighttime tickets, tribute, show, and party, you'll get one free. So it's actually a bargain. And if there's anybody out there listening that wants to go, it would be in your best interest to get your tickets now. So, you know, it's you won't be disappointed. And, the show is well worth it. I guarantee that. So. And thank you for reminding me, Mar.
Well, yeah, the tickets are important.
absolutely.
Yeah. And also, I think we were talking about this earlier, that the more vendors, the better, because so much more to do. So if you're listening and you are a vendor, you know, get a hold of Bruce and say you want to be there, and he can make it happen. Because there's going to be tons and tons of people there, and it's going to be really exciting. And all kinds of vendors. I mean, you've even got, like, paranormal people. You've got people that sell jewelry. I mean, you've got so many things. And that's half of the fun. You know, when I go to these events, I like the vendors. I end up spending money.
I already have some things I'm thinking of. I'm going to be like a chicken with my head cut off. But there's a couple vendors I want to see myself. They got some pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, if anybody wants the vendor, if they know vendors, tell them to contact me, because it won't be long before there's no spots, but keep on trying, and you know, I'm looking to get as many as I can. He'll be in the same room with the celebrities, and be a nice crowd. You know, we expect a very, very large volume of people. So, you know, I know there's people coming from different states, from Florida, from up near New Hampshire, from Virginia, from Pennsy, a bunch of different states already. So, you know, they're coming from all over. So I'm flattered. But one thing I'm not worried about is whoever does come is going to enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm. And also too, I think you mentioned that if people are looking to sponsor the event, you're there too. You know, I mean, you're open to all kinds of
stuff. Yeah. Right. If anybody out there, any paranormal group or any business, and you want to be a sponsor, contact me and we'll work something out. We'll put your logo or a banner up on my site, and we'll keep it up there for an entire year. All right. We'll mention you. We'll put you on the pamphlet or the paper that we're going to be handing out to everybody, and it'll be very much appreciated. And if you do that and you want tickets, that's a done deal. So just let me know.
Okay. And then, you know, after the the nighttime show, the tribute show, and I guess that's what, a couple of hours or something at least, you have an after hours thing going on too. So everybody can get to know each other and sit and mingle, right?
Exactly. The tribute show and party probably go from about 7 to 11-ish, 11:30, possibly a little longer. But no matter when it ends, everybody's going to go downstairs to the bar. All you could hang and enjoy yourselves, continue the party into the wee hours, when the celebrities will be there down there too. Be able to talk to them, take some more pictures. It's just going to be a nice time for everybody, you know. So,
And again, during the day, the celebrities, if they have books, if they have whatever pictures, they'll be doing autographs. They'll be selling books. There'll be pictures and all kinds of stuff going on. And I mean, you know, getting up close and personal is kind of a fun deal. I remember years ago, well, not that many years, but I used to work at the Actors and Others for Animals Celebrity Fair, and they had celebrities galore. And you would think that somebody like me, who was an entertainment writer and who, you know, grew up in Hollywood and everything, I was thrilled to see these people there. You know, I was looking, mm-hmm. Oh, look, there goes the Golden Girls. Oh, look. And I got to interview them all. And I was just, I mean, I wasn't stupid in front of them, but inside I'm going, oh, this is so cool. You know, look, Lauren Green, Bonanza, whatever. John Wayne's son, oh boy. So it's really nice to kind of, you know.
I get excited too, Mar. I'm looking forward to meeting all these people. You know, I grew up with the Universal Monsters, the Wolfman, Dracula, you know, Bela Lugosi's son, Bela Jr., I spoke with, and his daughter, and they were trying to make it, but Bella's not feeling very well, and he can't make it. But I'm excited because I grew up with this. I'm excited because I to meet, like, Sharon Lentz. I want to meet her because that was people were running home to make sure they wouldn't miss
Dark Shadows. Yeah.
I mean, it was a great show, you know, and I grew up watching Felix running around in the little hairy suit. Little did I know when I was a kid that he was going to wind up being one of my closest friends. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool, you know, really, really cool. So it's going to be a good time. And these people are nice. You know, they're very friendly, And like I said, you can take pictures and get some autographs. You can purchase autographs, and they all have different items you could get if you want. But it's just going to be a good time. And like I said, there's some surprises during the day and the night that I'm not going to tell anybody, you know. But I'll tell you this, those that come will remember the surprise things that are going to happen also. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And I can't wait to see who else you're lining up or who else will be there, because, I mean, you know, you're adding as many people as you can because it's a good variety, a good cross mix.
Well,
I'm trying to get everybody.
Yes, it's sort of geared to the baby boomers, but the baby boomers can come and see some of the people they grew up with, like me. But then Dave and Steve from the paranormal and the younger people. But Dave and Steve, they cover, that show covers all ages, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we got different people. And then I got the cartoon characters, the superheroes, where I'm telling the baby boomers, bring your grandkids or your children with, you know, to the show, and let them, you know, mingle with the cartoon characters like Vampirina, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and Elmo, and whoever else that's going to be there. And then you have Captain America, the Hulk, Batman, and all kind of cool people are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And the kids are going to love it, you know, and I'm sure they're not going to forget it. And I'm probably going to have some other cool stuff for the kids, too. But it's for all ages, you know, all ages. So,
did I ever tell you, sorry to interrupt, but it just came into my head when you're mentioning everybody in costume and things. Did I ever mention that I was dead scared of people in costumes until I was pretty much an adult? I would run the other way. I would cry.
Mm-hmm. No, you never told me that, Mar.
Yeah, I was dead scared. And even when I was in my 20s, I went to Vegas and stayed at the Excalibur Hotel. And there was a guy dressed up in a bear suit walking around the casino, scared the bejesus out of me. And then I'm like slapping myself. You're an adult. There's a man in here. So what? But yeah, I was even at Disneyland when I was little and they were all dressed up in, you know, Mickey and Minnie, I would kind of walk the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. Some type of phobia.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Disney World in, since my boys were really, really small. They've got back. David goes back. He and his wife go back all the time. And I tell Dave, I says, have you seen? And I says, Dave, when you go, let me know if you see any mouse that looks like me. And he says, what that? He says, let me know if you see a mouse that might look like me. He says, what's that all about? I says, I had an affair with Minnie. And he just shakes his head at me, you know. I says, well, you know, she was looking good that day. And,
oh, God.
You know, I'm a little crazy. I'm sorry.
That's funny.
I'm very tired. Something just popped in my head. This is a story I'm going to tell. I told Sarah to remind me about the bus driver. When I was a little boy, there was only usually one car in the family, and my father would take that to work. And wherever my mom and us had to go, in Elizabeth or whatever, it was always a bus. And this one bus driver that always drove this certain number of bus, Mar, everybody out there, he looked just like Boris Karloff. Spitting image. And I would never want to get on a bus. And finally, one day, when I was there, the doors opened, and there he was, Boris, you know. and he came down, and he gave me some candy or something, and he smiled, and he just showed me a lot of kindness and everything, and I was okay from there, you know. Mm-hmm. And while I'm on the subject, to be honest with you, listening to Sarah, talk about her father. She knew what her father did, but she didn't know you know, how famous he was. Mm-hmm. And he was a very sweet man. Yes. Very, very sweet man. Everybody loved him. He's probably, they say that he's probably the only one in Hollywood that nobody would say a bad word about. Yeah. And that he, you know, it's funny. This popped in my head. You know, and he says, when he made the Frankenstein movie, he wasn't supposed to be the star. Mm-hmm. It was Clive, what's his name, Clive Colin? Colin, or whatever it is, that was supposed to be the star, but it made Boris famous. He became the star. The monster was the star. And Boris had made 81 movies before he made Frankenstein, and he had no notoriety until Frankenstein. And what's funny, when they had the premiere, they didn't even invite Boris Karloff to the premiere. And, you know, and now, you know, he's noted for being one of the most famous monsters that there ever was. And he's the head man. And he says he was a very great father and just a very nice man.
We've got about a minute to go. You were going to say hello to some brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. I have some friends out there from the Elizabeth Police Department that are supposedly listening. I just want to tell them that I think about them and pray for them every day, and I wish them all well, and thank you for stopping by and listening. And I hope some of them were able to come on this September 28th, and I wish them all well.
But, all right. So where
I just want to give them the sites.
That's Mark. What I was just going to say.
All right. Take it, Mar. Take it.
Oh, yeah. Best place to go is brucetango.com. Click on the Legends Fest thing. It'll tell you the tab. It'll tell you everything about who's going to be there, what's going to be there, and all that. And if you click down, you scroll down a little bit, you click, it'll take you right to get tickets, too. So it's like a one-stop click. So brucetango.com is the easiest place to go, right?
That's it.
Yeah. All
Everything's
right.
there that we talked about.
And more. We didn't cover it all. And please keep going back, and because we'll be adding things as we go.
Absolutely. Right. There'll be more.
Yes. Well, Bruce, thanks for coming in, talking about it. Maybe we'll catch up with you beforehand, and you can give us an update at some point down the line, because it's going to grow and grow and grow. And thank you all for listening in. And until next time, everybody, blessed be and merry meet again. Good night.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. Please join us again next week at the same time for another great guest and more cauldron stirring. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without explicit permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2019. The Mysterioso March by Kevin MacLeod is licensed through Incompotech.com.